happening. "Ouch!" she yelled at herself after the pinch. The echo of her voice chimed off the walls of the room, and she heard it reverberate over 100 times. "Hello?" she called out, listening to each echo as it went from loud to soft around her. "Is anyone there?" she asked, listening for a response other than her own. She stood up and looked around, wondering how she didn't get hurt, having fallen so fast and landed so hard onto the stone floor. She dusted herself off and noticed a few scrapes on her legs and blood oozing from one of them. She quickly touched it with her pointer finger and licked it away, enjoying the taste of her own blood. She slowly straightened, feeling her bones and muscles aching from the fall, but not enough to keep her down. She arched her back backwards into a stretch and held it for a few moments to get the kinks out. She then spun both of her arms around in circles and stretched them out behind her neck, trying to regain a sense of stability in her body. Suddenly, the walls around her, which were close together and made her feel a little claustrophobic, began expanding. The room had quadrupled in size within minutes and showed no sign of stopping. Out, out, out they stretched until they suddenly came to a screeching halt and a loud beeping noise rang in her ears. She wanted to hide in a safe corner of the room, but there wasn't one. She couldn't do anything but crouch her body into a tuck position on the floor and wait for the beeping to stop and the walls to remain steady. She began to feel a bit frightened of this wonderland space she'd fallen into, but knew deep down in her gut that these feelings would only inhibit her efforts to successfully find Benji and to make it out alive. As the room became still and silent again, she knew this was her only time to make her move. She couldn't just sit there all day. She had to get up and find Benji. She stood back up on her feet and began looking around at the four walls, each made of gray-colored stone with two small flickering lanterns in the center of each wall. The floor was bare, with only the same stone beneath her. There were no rugs or carpeting, but then again, she didn't expect there to be since she'd fallen into a hole in the earth. She didn't expect it to be furnished like a Martha Stewart Living magazine. She didn't know which way to turn, as there was nowhere to go but up, and just as she looked up, the ceiling hole where she'd fallen closed above.